Okay, here we go. Five words. Parshas Zachar. Our learning should be in Tzchus of Rosh Lima, Arba Moshe, Mitzchein Rachel, Baruch Tzvi, Barif, Kabasti, Pesoch, Shar Chol Yisrael. And also, tonight is Dal Chesh in the yard site for Rabbi HaKadosh, Rav Kohn, Mitz Kalman, Shapiro, Piyazetzach, Hayashem, Tzuchus, Sigar, and Gareno, Hashem, Yim Kom Damam, the Yishkodosh, the Piyazetz, and Rabbi, Shem Yimel Tzioshur for us and for all of Klai Yisrael. Lech Lecha, here we go. Go from your land, from the birthplace, from your father's house. And the Rabbi Chanuch of Alexander, the Alexander Rebbe, wants to give us a little bit of a hidden message in this first opening pasuk. He says, you know, the Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Makavi ben Mahalal Omer, Stakel b'tshosha dvarim v'yata b'alidei avara. Look at three things, you never come to sin. Dama and Basa, know where you come from, La'ad Holech, where you're going. And from where, who you're going to have to give a calculation? From where did you come from? From a little bit of a tip of a drop. You're going into the burial place. You're going into dust, to worms. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says we see that these things. The Mishnah is actually meramez in the pasuk itself. What does Artzicha refer to? Artzicha refers to the place where you're going. You're going to a place of worms, of dust. Mimoladcha, where you were born, right? Meban b'tibesrucha, in the little drop. Mebeis avicha, and you're going to have to go back to the house of your father. Who is that referred to? Especially now in the time of Cheshvan, it's very, very important to make sure we're constantly reevaluating ourselves. Just because Elul Tishrei is over, we're constantly going forward. Like the Alexander Rebbe Rav Weinberger once quote, also, Emes, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to see for truthful. How does he know for truthful? It's very easy. In Elul and Tishrei, it's even more easy. But when you're in, the day out, the Minyan, the Torah, the learning, the Shemir Sinaim, the Davening, the Chesed, Mar Cheshvan, Emes. Emes stands for Elul, Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to see if you're really a mystic Davening, Mar Cheshvan. The time to be able to do a little Din Cheshvan. Beautiful idea. This is in the Mishnah and Perkei Avos. Maram is an opening pasuk. Moving on to the second idea. The second idea is still an opening pasuk, but it comes from the Yir HaKadosh, the Yir HaKadosh of Shischa. And he asked the question, you know, what Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, I'm going to make your name great and you're going to be a blessing. You're going to be a source of blessing. You know, Chazal famously tells us that Avram's going to have the power to be able to give over bracha. But the Yid HaKadosh asks, what's the difference between bracha and hatzlacha? You know, you go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, he always says bracha v'hatzlacha. But the Yid HaKadosh wants to know, what's the difference between blessing and success? Says the Yid HaKadosh, hatzlacha is only in b'derech ha-teva. It's only nature. Hatzlacha in natural rules, you should have success in nature. Bracha means something that's above nature. Above nature, he says that in Chutz La'aretz you only have hatzlacha. In Eretz Yisrael you also have bracha too. How do you know this? Because in Tehillim Kuf Chav Ches it says Yivarechacha Hashem et Sion. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless you from where? From Sion. Says the Yid HaKadosh. And Rashi famously on the pasuk Rashi says Lech Lecha. Rashi Kadosh Baruch Hu says La'anoscha L'tavoscha. I'm going to make you a great nation. The Kan Yatal Zoch Lebanim. And outside Eretz Yisrael, you only have Hatzlacha. You're not going to be able to have children. But you go to Eretz Yisrael. You go to Eretz Yisrael. You recha Hashem Etzion. You go to a place for Lamala Minatava. Then you'll be Zocha to be able to have children. Lamala Minatava. You'll be Zocha to have the Bracha. You'll be Zocha to have Yivarecha Hashem Etzion. Like Rav Shechter famously says that when Rav Shechter Shlita, when he was first married, He went there to Israel because they were trouble having a time hard time having children. Like I met a couple in Tzfat 2 or 3 years ago on Sukkot. They told me they're married for 22 years. They lived in Australia and they moved to Tzfat. And within 1 year, they had a baby girl. I believe her name was Eliana Sara. Because Eretz Yisrael, it's l'mal mitateva, it's bracha, it's not hatzlacha. Hatzlacha is chutzar, it's bracha, is mamish, bracha is Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu. You want to have bracha, make sure to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that's where you'll have children. Moving on to idea number 3. Idea number 3 comes in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Chof Gimel. Famously, Avram Avinu captures, he wins this whole war, and the king of stone wants to give him a lot of reward. And Avram Avinu famously says, "Imuchur ve'at soroch na'al, im ekach mikol asher lach, lo v'lo samar, ani asharti yisavram." He says, I don't want even a thread or a shoe strap, because if I take anything that is yours, you'll say, oh, it's me who made Avram rich. So the Gemara says in Chulin, on Pechesem and Beis, and the schus and the reward that Avraham Avinu said these words, imichud v'ad tzrach nal, that he won't even take a shoe strap or a thread or a shoe strap, his children will be zochah to have two mitzvahs. The chut of the techeles, the strap of the techeles, excuse me, the shoelace of the techeles, and their tzur shel tefillin, and also the strap, the thread of techeles, and the strap of tefillin. And Rabbi Leibel Eger, Rabbi Yehuda Leibel from Lublin, the Taurus Emes, Rabbi Leibel Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger's grandson, he says, Avraham Avinu says to Malach Adom, he says, I want to have nothing to do with you, not even one little thing. He says, Dafka, that's why it was Mida Kenegan Mida. When Avraham Avinu said, I want to have nothing to do with you, and it wasn't talking about just Ashiris, I want to have nothing to do with the non-Jewish world. At the end of the day, the Jews have to be so far away from the non-Jews at the end of the day. What's the number one way to do this? Daf could be able to say, I don't want even want a penny. And that's why they got specifically the mitzvahs of tefillin and tzitzis, because tzitzis of tcheles, tefillin, those are the two things that keep us separated. Those two things that you know, when you see Lubavitch Jew, the guy was, did he put on tefillin? You put on tefillin. Tzitzis, they define Judaism. Tzitzis and tefillin, they define Jews, they define something separate from the rest of the world. You can look at Rav Shor Svarim to tell you the differences of tefillin Shayat, tefillin Sharosh, Rav Shor, Rav Ram Shor, Alekhav Alibav, he has a sefer on tefillin. I'm sure he has beautiful, beautiful amarim on Dafka Y. Dafka tzitzis and tefillin are very, very special. But that's a mida kenegan mida. I remember he says, I don't even want michut. But at Tzoruch now, nothing, no shoestraps, no threads, and dafka the thread was, the Gemara says, was tzitzis tcheles, the shoestrap, dafka referring to tefillin, midi kenei midi, I don't have nothing to do with you. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, Zuchusugan Aleinu. Finally, Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him out, and he said, you know, Chazal said that he took him even outside this world. And he said, "Yomer Avet No Hashemayim. Look at the world. Count the stars. If you're able to count them, Yomer Lo Kol Yezarach. This will be your children." So Baal Shem Tov asks, such a beautiful idea. Why Davka the Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed him to be like stars? Why was like maybe like the dust, maybe like this? Why Davka stars? Baal Shem Tov says an amazing thing. A star. If you look at a star in the sky, it looks like it's so. It looks like a little dot. It looks like it's nothing. It's a little dot in the sky. You take a plane up to a star, you see a star is huge, it's a huge ball of fire, it's an amazing thing. It says every Yid, every Jew, it looks like from afar, it looks like it's nothing, but it's mamish fire. It's so big, it's so huge, it's so gewaldig, every Jew is so special. That's what the Pizetzer Rebbe was in this classic Sefer, the Chovos HaTaminim, he was telling, the whole Sefer was telling the Jewish Neshama how special every Jew is, how special Neshama is, don't get lost in all the frivolities of this world, to be able to, and he gave us a guideline about how to be able to learn and how to be able to grow. Because the Pizetzer saw how special every Jew is. The Baal Shem Tov said, "Want to know why a star looks like? Because they look like they're nothing. But you go closer and closer and closer, and you see how special every Jew is. What an amazing idea from the Baal Shem Tov. And finally, our fifth and final idea comes, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. So the pasuk says, "Vayipol Avram alponov vayidaber yitol alokim lemor." Avram fell on his face, and Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. The Rashi famously says, "Mimora shchina she'al lo shalom lo haya bekoch lamo." Says Rashi, Avram Avinu fell on his face because he wasn't circumcised, yes, and he didn't have strength to be able to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Asked the Meshech Chachma an amazing question. He says, "The whole parshas Chachacha, Avram Avinu is not. He's not." Scared, he's not falling on his face. Why Dafka now is Avraham Avinu falling on his face because he doesn't have a bris? He didn't have a bris the whole parsha. Why Dafka now in Perek Yizayin Pasuk Gimel is he falling on his face because he doesn't have a bris mila? Says the Meshech Chachma, an amazing idea. He says that you know we have two types of of people: someone who's commanded to do a mitzvah and someone who's not commanded to do a mitzvah. At the end of the day, Avraham Avinu was never commanded to do bris mila. Until Pasuk Beis. I didn't read you Pasuk Beis. I only read you Pasuk Gimel. And it says in Pasuk Alpha and Pasuk Beis, the heavy Samim, Be'ene, Brisi, Be'ne'yo, Be'necha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avraham Avinu. He was Mitzuva Va'osa. At the end of the day, he was Mitzuva Va'osa, and therefore, as soon as he was commanded to be able to do the mitzvah, he couldn't stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. But before the whole beginning of Parshat Tachlel, he wasn't commanded. And we know famously that at the end of the day, he waited to be commanded because this is only a one-time. This is a one-time mitzvah. Different Rachonim bring that down. It's a one-time mitzvah. He waited after to be commanded because God mitzvah va'osa misha ain't a mitzvah va'osa. Someone is greater to do mitzvah when you're commanded. When you're not commanded, says the Meshech Chachma. You want to know why he fell on his face here? Because he was just commanded, and when he was commanded, then he said, "Okay, now my chiyuv kicks in, And at the end of the day, I can't speak in front of Kadosh Baruch before I do the mitzvahs, before I do the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Just like the schaz are the five ideas. I start off with from the Hedech Reb Chenoch of Alexander. This whole pasuk is referring to Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Artzicha refers to you're going to go to a place of Afa Rima Saleh, a place of worms, a place of dust. Miladzicha, you came from a drop. You came from literally from nothing. Beis Avicha, you're going to have to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very important to be able to make sure continue doing Din V'Cheshvan, especially now in the month of Cheshvan. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see for Emestik, Elul, Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan. Then we saw the second idea. What's the difference between Bracha and Hatzlacha? The Yidah Kadosh says that you have Hatzlacha in Chutz Laretz, but Bracha is only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Dafka Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go to Eretz Yisrael. There you'll be zochah to have Bracha. Yivrecha Hashem Mitzion. Which we zoch to always connect mamash to the brachas of Eretz Yisrael mamash. And that's why Rav Shechter went to Eretz Yisrael, that the couple from Australia, school to go to Eretz Yisrael mamash to have children. The third idea we said from the Torah Emes, Rav Label Eger, that machav atzrocha na, he says, I'm not going to take a shoe strap or any type. I mean, like any little strap or anything from the King of Stone. And we know Chazal say that he was zocha to the mitzvah of tcheles and tefillin. Davka, those are the mitzvahs, tzitzis tefillin, that separates from the entire world, not to let the non-Jewish culture affect us. Beautiful idea from Label Eger. The fourth idea from the Baal Shem Tov, why are we compared to be stars? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham that we're going to be stars? Because a star looks like it's so far, it looks like it's nothing. You come close to a star, you see that it's mamish a huge ball of fire. Every Jewish neshama looks like it's nothing, but it's mamish on fire. It's so big, there's so much potential, there's so much abilities there, so much growth there, that's able to grow. Finally, the fifth and final idea was the Meshech Chachma. Why Dafka did he only fall on his face now? Because here he was only commanded. And there, before he wasn't commanded, at the end of the day, he was able to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu because he wasn't commanded in the mitzvah. But once he was commanded, hey, summon, and abrisi b'nei v'necha, and yudzayin perak yudzayin pasuk aleph and beis, then he couldn't stand up for Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be Hashem to always remember these three things. Wherever, at the end of the day, that we'll never come to Haver, to know where we're going, where we come from, and who we're going to have to stand from Kadosh Baruch Hu, to understand the brachas of Eretz Yisrael, to understand the take the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, to be able to understand that that's what keeps a Jew mama strong. To be so careful in tzitzis and tefillin, make sure that when we meet every Jewish neshama, to see that their mamash are star, like the pizetz and the rites and chuvas to mim, every Jewish neshama is mamash, is a tzaddik, is a Shabbos within them. And the fifth and final idea, to always serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu when we're commanded, even when we're not commanded, but specifically when we're commanded, be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with all our great hard work, and Bez Hashem bringing much nachas and brachas in our life, Bez Hashem. Shkach.